Music. This is episode 045, and yours truly, DJ Warm Cookies, Willamé, is in the mix. Today's episode is titled, Wearing the 45. Now, if you're wondering what that means, let me break it down. It's a nod to Michael Jordan, when he returned to the Chicago Bulls, wearing number 45, after his first retirement. Hip-hop heads know the reference. Jay-Z even rapped when I come back. Like Jordan, wearing the 45 in Encore. In our context, wearing the 45 is about comebacks and new phases. And hey, 45 has other meanings too. It's slang for a .45 caliber. And it's the speed of those small vinyl singles. The classic 7-inch 45 RPM records that DJs love. In short, the title sets a tone. We're coming back strong and spinning at full speed. I'm here with the one and only Think Tim, and we've got a jam-packed show. But first, let me give a big warm welcome and remind you where you can connect with us. We're broadcasting via WDMN Media, and you can find Think Tim, DJ Warm Cookies, and WDMN Media on all the socials, Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, SoundCloud, you name it. We love hearing from you. So be sure to like, follow, subscribe, poke, or DM. Send a carrier pigeon. Whatever it takes to stay in touch. We're building a community here, one click at a time. Before we dive into the main topics, quick status update. If I was your producer, Volume 1, our first beat tape album, is out in the wild and slowly climbing. We're at about 5,500 streams so far, which is awesome. High five. Now, 5,500 streams might not be breaking any Spotify records. Our grand goal isn't about going platinum on Spotify. It's about getting ears in the industry. We're using Volume 1 as a calling card to catch the attention of sync agents and music supervisors. Basically anyone who might want to license our music for film, TV, games, you name it. Licensing is the name of the game. So those streams are like little beacons, saying hey, check this out. We're playing the long game here, aiming for that big placement, rather than short-term stats. Alright, that's the intro scoop. Now, as a special treat, we're doing a bit of a different format today. We've got Think Tim here live with us, chiming in throughout the show. So without further ado, cue the drum roll. Think Tim, take it away.
Yo, welcome, welcome, welcome. Why Make Music episode 045. Like Jordan coming back wearing the 45. Yo, big thanks to everyone internet person acquaintance whomever has listened to the project. If I was your producer, you won. Yes. I did it. I put it out. I told you guys that I had lyrics in me. I had verses in me. Thanks to technology and the year 2025, I can express myself the way I want to and share my creativity with the masses. 2024 was my first year venturing into sharing my lifelong hobby of music with the world. Small world, but everyone has access to it. Earlier this year, I laughed because I had a couple million views in India. I don't know, maybe my music, my instrumentals might have had a Indian feel to it, but they were digging me for a minute. Didn't make me any income, but I appreciate the time spent listening. The reason that I put together this volume or volumes of music is, like I said, the end goal is not to sell music. The end goal is not to get a million listeners, a million streams. The end goal for me is to try to market my music to be used wherever. I don't care if you're in a hotel lobby and you hear this playing in the background. I don't care if you're in a Uber and someone's playing easy listening music. Instrumentals, vocals, hip-hop, R&B, pop, I have it all covered. Go to your streaming platform, Apple, Spotify, iHeartMusic, Tidal, Amazon, wherever, and put Think Tim in, THINKTIMM. There are 6 instrumental projects up there with 26 tracks apiece. I hope you have time because we're talking hours of music. You can work out to it. You can chill. You can clean the house. You can drive. You can go for a walk. I'm talking like an old person because I'm old, so. You can even spend time with your significant other, your partner, your love, your boo, whatever you want to call that person you spend time with. Have conversation over it. If that's not up your alley, then you go to If I Was Your Producer, Volume 1. That album has music and lyrics and singing and rapping, and you could probably dance to it. I know that sounds like it's a commercial, but hey, it is a commercial. I want to take this time to tell you that I am doing my best to stay creative and keep you guys entertained. So I appreciate people who reach out, comments, DMs, messages. Go to the website. There's a ThinkTim website. THINKTIMM. There's also the WDMNATION.com. Oh, I said it wrong. WDMNATION Media.com. Those are the hubs for all things ThinkTim. I am trying to make my ideas a marketable brand where you could do whatever. So, back to the music. The music itself is basically me trying to contact music supervisors, sync agents. So when I say that I'm trying to put my music on to media such as commercials, movies, video games, so forth, so have you, it's real talk. So there are people, their jobs are to license music for movies. I apologize. English is my first language, and sometimes I mess up. Really, I do. So these sync agents or music supervisors, they search out new music, and hopefully it should be good, and they put it in the background of commercials, TV shows, anything. Wherever you hear the music playing, someone is getting paid for that. So I've spent the majority of my life as a hobby making music. Hence the podcast is Why Make Music? Why is it called that? Because one good thing, if ever you meet someone who is creative, or anybody, or even anyone that has a career, ask them why they do what they do. Why make music? Why make art? Why did you pick the career that you picked? That will spark a conversation. So we are 45 episodes into my conversation about why I'm doing music. I was told that you should approach every podcast as though people are just tuning in for the first time. So if you've heard this from me before, it might be a little repetitive, but I grew up in a musical household. My father, my uncle, my brother, myself, we all are musical. I have always wanted to do it. Never did I want to be status of entertainer. I'm too grounded in reality. But dumber people have made money, and their music isn't as good. Listen to this track in the background. I'm gonna be quiet for a second. You hear that? That is from my brain to your ears. That is something to understanding the feeling that it gives a person to create something from their mind and put it out. Now, like I said, would anything happen other than a couple thousand people liking it? I don't know. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, I will still be here in my home making music. It costs nothing other than the electric and the equipment that I already have in home. So, but that leads me to all of the future plans that we have. WBMN Nation Media. We have a plethora of things going on currently. We are on volume number one, volume number two of I Was Your Producer comes out August 22nd, another 10 songs. When I started this, I had no idea how far I was going to go. I currently have 7 volumes mapped out. All the business end of it is taken care of. They just need to be released. I use a online distribution company, and they make sure they keep track and the numbers come in, and if ever, I guess, someone would write me a big check, I guess BMI will contact me with my, every 3 months, I think there's a statement or whatever, but I've made no cash as of yet. But we are venturing into trying to keep the masses entertained. Entertained, I say. So we are showing off our collection online. We have the lower level collections on Instagram. That is the family's collection of figures, movie memorabilia, different franchises. If anyone knows of me, I love Star Wars. I love the DC thing. Me and my son, my daughter, my wife, we get into it. We need to be sponsored by Disney. So we've amassed a large collection of action figures. We frequent all the events, the movies, so forth and so on, and we do our thing. So part of my venture into the media thing is I'm going to start doing more visual things with the figures to incorporate them. We also do 3D printing. Example, I'm reaching over my shoulder and I'm pulling out this nice Inquisitor's mask from Star Wars, 3D printed, wearable. My son, we have him Mandalorian armor, Scout Trooper armor, wearable pieces. I have all types of weird stuff sitting around here. I have a mock-up of a Star Wars blaster here, but we are just trying to diversify all of our investments, more or less, you know. So If you show me the one's dream and talk about it, it becomes a tax deduction. Sad to say. I'm trying to put the tambourines back, if you hear that in the background. I'm going to throw this back to my digital personal assistant DJ Warm Cookie, aka Willa May. She's going to keep you informed on a few other things going on here at WDMN Nation Media, and I will tune back in with you a little later. I do believe she's going to talk about our digital marketing plan that we come up with, and she's going to go and explain some more things about our lower level collection. And she has some information about, I said information about Star Wars. Star Wars has a series called The High Republic, and it was basically just all books and whatnot, but it's coming to an end after almost 4 years of publication, and I enjoyed it. I read the majority of it. When I say read, I mean audiobook. I want you to continue to support. Thank you. I know I'm a little long-winded. That's why normally I script everything I say prior, and I haven't done one of these off-the-head things in a minute. So, continue to listen. Make sure you go to your streaming platform, because no one buys anything anymore. You pay a membership and you listen. So Think Tim, THINKTIMM. Check it out. Get it. Listen to it. Share it with a friend. Take it to the gym. Take it on a long car ride. Put it on. It's clean. Few curse words on some of the vocal tracks, but the instrumental is completely friendly. And like I said, it's 6 projects with 26 tracks apiece. So I hope you have time. I'm sure you enjoy it. And I will get back to you guys shortly. And we'll talk some more. We'll chop it up. I have this whole episode is slated for about 70 minutes or so. So I hope you can hang in there with us. Stay tuned. And remember, peace and enjoy.
He's coming to you live, folks. Ooh. It's always great to hear straight from Think Tim himself. Nothing like that genuine passion coming through the mic. Thanks for those words, Tim. Now, let's get into some updates on our music production journey. First up, we've been working on something called disco. Not the genre, though I love me some disco beats, but the app platform disco.ac. This is a slick tool we're using to craft our electronic press kit. For those not in the know, Disco is a popular music management and sharing platform. Kind of a one-stop hub for storing tracks, embedding metadata, and sending out playlists to industry folks. It's basically built for modern music marketing. Think Dropbox meets HubSpot meets Mixtape, all in one. We spent this week polishing up our EPK on DISCO, adding our best tracks, writing up track descriptions, tagging everything with the right metadata, and we sent it out into the world. This EPK is now in the inboxes of a few select sync agents and music supervisors. We're feeling really good about this step. It's like sending your kid off to college. We nurtured these tracks, and now we're letting them fly, hoping they land on a blockbuster movie or hit TV show. Think Tim has been on an absolute tear in the studio. No joke. He has outdone himself. We're sitting on 90 plus tracks and counting for the If I Was Your Producer series. Volume 1 was just the beginning. At this rate, we could have volumes 2, 3, 4, 10, 20. Who knows? This raises an interesting question for us. Do we keep numbering volumes indefinitely? Or do we switch up the format? From an organizational standpoint, numbering each volume sequentially, volume 0.1, volume 2, volume 3, etc. keeps things tidy and lets fans follow along easily. But from a creative standpoint, maybe we don't want to be tied down to chronological numbers forever. We could start grouping releases by theme or vibe, rather than volume number. We haven't decided yet. It's an ongoing internal debate here at WDMN Media. The key point, though, is we're creating like there's no tomorrow. The sheer output, 90 tracks, means we have a ton of ideas flowing. And since our primary goal isn't selling albums or chasing chart positions, it's showcasing our sound and ideas. There's a certain freedom in possibly breaking the format. Whether volume 7 is the last numbered one, or we go to volume 10, rest assured the music will keep coming, and it will always be grouped in whatever way best tells a story or sparks interest from those music supervisors. Stay tuned on that decision. By the way, if you caught a whiff of excitement in Think Tim's voice earlier, it's because he's been following through on some advice from a pretty wise digital assistant about networking more on social media. He went on a friending handflowing spree this week, connecting with a bunch of new folks in the industry. So if you see Think Tim or WDMN accounts pop up in your notifications, don't be shy, say hi. It's all about building that network organically. All right, let's move along and switch gears to one of our favorite segments. All right, collectors and 80s, 90s kids, this one's for you. In our lower level collections segment today, we're highlighting something near and dear to Think Tim's heart and shelf. The Hasbro G.I. Joe 6-inch action figures, specifically the G.I. Joe Classified series. Now, what's amazing about this line is that it's thriving without any current movie or cartoon tie-in driving it. There's no new G.I. Joe movie in theaters, no Saturday morning cartoon on TV. Yet Hasbro is pumping out these incredibly detailed 6-inch figures, and fans like us are eating them up. And let me tell you, these figures are top-notch. We're talking extreme detail, tons of accessories, and great articulation for posing. They're essentially collector-grade figures that still give you that kid at Christmas giddiness when you open one. All-star lineup, the Classified series has brought back all the iconic characters. Duke, Snake Eyes, Scarlet, Cobra Commander, Destro, Storm Shadow, Baroness, you name it. Each figure comes with character-specific gear. For example, the Snake Eyes figure armed with his sword, knives, guns, even his pet wolf Timber in the deluxe set. The care put into sculpting the faces, uniforms, and weapons is impressive. These aren't the simple toys we had as kids. They're modern remixes of the classics that satisfy both the nostalgia and the desire for high quality. Detail and accessories. What blows me away are the accessories. For instance, the Cobra Troopers come with removable helmets, goggles, multiple guns, knives, and tiny details like armbands and web gear. Lady J has different hairpiece options, and her camera gun, Serpenter. Yes, they made a 6-inch Serpenter. Comes with his air chariot. It's clear the designers are fans themselves. And articulation. Most classified figures boast well over 20 points of articulation. Double jointed knees and elbows. Ankle rockers. Ab crunch. Swivels. The works. Which means you can pose them in action stances that look straight out of a comic panel or cartoon frame. Think Ting will tell you. We've basically collected every figure released so far in this
line.
It's become a bit of an obsession at WDMNHQ, and we're not alone. The collector community is huge, with forums and YouTube channels dedicated to these figures. The line's popularity even allowed Hasbro to venture into crowdfunding special editions. On Hasbro Pulse, they launched HasLab campaigns to bring larger vehicles to life for the 6 scale. The first was the iconic Cobra HISS tank, which absolutely blew up. It required 8,000 backers to fund, and ended up with over 26,000 backers by the deadline. Can you imagine 26,000 people all dropping money on a giant Cobra tank? Wild. The result is a beast of a toy. A high-speed black tank, scaled for 6-inch figures. Loaded with LEDs, removable panels, and it even came with multiple figures as stretch goals. Hot on its heels, Hasbro did a HasLab for the G.I. Joe Dragonfly XH-1. That's the Joe team's classic assault copter. Think of Wild Bill's ride. That one also smashed through its goal, ending around 24,000 backers for a cool $275. Backers got a nearly 34-inch long helicopter. Yes, almost 3 feet long, with working rotors, canopy, and a detailed cockpit. Basically a dream display piece for Joe fans. These crowdfunding successes show just how passionate the fan base is, even with no movie pushing the hype. Now, let's time travel for a moment. Think Tim's connection to G.I. Joe goes way back. We're talking old school. The original 12-inch G.I. Joe figures of the 1970s. Back then, G.I. Joe was more about being a generic action figure. Fun fact, the term action figure was literally invented by Hasbro for G.I. Joe in 1964 to market dolls to boys. These were the big figures with lifelike flocked hair and the legendary Kung Fu grip hands. Kung Fu grip was a game changer, introduced in 1974, giving Joe's flexible rubbery fingers that could actually grip weapons and gear. Think Tim often reminisces about his adventure team Joe's. Those were the era where Joe wasn't just a military man, but an adventurer. Air adventurer, land adventurer, sea adventurer, etc. Each with different hair, beard colors, and specialties. One specific playset Think Tim always lights up about is the G.I. Joe Adventure Team Training Center from 1973. Picture this. A bright orange 3-foot-tall tower, a crank-operated crane, zip lines, the works, and a huge fold-out vinyl floor mat that simulated the ground base. He remembers setting up missions on that big 7-7-foot mat, with the tower in the middle and Joe's rappelling down on zip lines. It had a little elevated chairlift in the tower, targets for shooting practice, a cave for adventure scenarios. Basically the ultimate playground for a young imagination. And yes, he still has those original pieces proudly displayed on a shelf next to the new 6-inch Joe's. It's a full circle moment. From childhood toys to high-end collectibles, the spirit of G.I. Joe lives on. Yo, Joe. Alright, before I start trying to play with these figures on air, be glad you can't see me. I'm totally holding a little Cobra Commander right now. Let's move on to our next major topic. In a galaxy far, far away, it is the end of an era. Star Wars has been exploring a period known as the High Republic for the past few years. And now that epic multi-year story arc is reaching its grand finale. For those who might not be familiar, the High Republic is a bold publishing initiative that Lucasfilm kicked off in 2021, telling Star Wars stories set approximately 200 years before Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. This was the golden age of the Jedi Order. The Jedi were numerous, and at their peak, the Republic was expanding, and things were, well, relatively peaceful, at least at the start. The High Republic introduced us to a whole new cast of Jedi heroes, like Avar, Kriss, Elza, Mon, Keeve, Trennis, and terrifying villains, like the Space Vikings, known as the Nihil, and mysterious creatures called the Nameless. It's been a wild ride across books and comics, and it's nearing its conclusion now. The High Republic initiative was meticulously planned out from day one. The story has been delivered in three phases, akin to trilogy eras. Phase 1, Light of the Jedi, introduced the era's main conflict, starting with a catastrophe called the Great Disaster and the rise of the Nihil Marauders. Phase 2, Quest of the Jedi, actually went back 150 years further, a prequel phase, to give background lore and depth, a time of explorers and settlers in the Outer Rim. And now we're in Phase 3, Trials of the Jedi, which jumps back to the original characters a year after Phase 1, to deliver the climactic confrontations, according to the official timeline. Phase 3 is the thrilling conclusion that pits the Jedi against powerful new foes in a time of chaos for the Republic. Essentially, all the plot threads and character journeys from Phase 1 are coming to a head. The bad guys, Nihil leader Markian Rome and his forces, have thrown the galaxy into disarray. There's an occlusion zone, cutting off planets, communications blackouts, and a mysterious leveler creature turning Jedi to stone. Really dark, dire stuff. The Jedi are fighting on multiple fronts to prevent total disaster. It's the kind of high-stakes, all-or-nothing scenario Star Wars fans love. One cool thing about the High Republic is that it's been a multi-platform storytelling effort from the start. We got adult novels, young adult novels, kids' books, comic series from Marvel and Dark Horse, even an audio drama and manga. The idea was to give fans many entry points. If you're a hardcore reader, you read all the books and comics. If you're a younger fan or just want visuals, they even created a children's animated series on Disney Junior, Disney Plus, called Young Jedi Adventures, which is set during the High Republic era and follows younglings on lighthearted missions. Fun fact, Young Jedi Adventures is actually the first ever TV show set in the High Republic period, introducing little kiddos to concepts from that era in a cute, age-appropriate way. And for the older audience, Lucasfilm has the action series called The Acolyte. This show on Disney Plus is set at the tail end of the High Republic era, roughly 100 years before Episode 1, and it explores the emergence of the dark side. Think Sith shenanigans brewing while the Jedi are still complacent. The Acolyte attempts bridge the High Republic era to the era of the films, focusing on a former Padawan reuniting with her Jedi Master to investigate crimes, only to encounter shadowy forces of the dark side. Chills, right? The High Republic has been helmed by a brain trust of renowned Star Wars authors. The original team of five architects included Claudia Gray, Charles Sowell, Kevan Scott, Justina Ireland, and Daniel Older. they mapped out the era's big story arcs together in a project initially codenamed Project Luminous. Later phases brought in additional talented writers like Zoraida, Tessa Gratton, George Mayer, Lydia Conn, and others. This collaborative approach gave the whole initiative a cohesive feel, even as the stories spanned different formats and age groups. And the result? A refreshing new take on Star Wars that still feels quintessentially Star Wars. Fans got to see Jedi in a new light, wearing white and gold robes, patrolling the frontier, each having unique Force philosophies and abilities. We saw the Republic at a time of optimism and expansion, launching great beacons and fairgrounds in space. And we got truly terrifying villains in the Night Hill, who were very different from Empire or First Order. More chaotic and Mad Max-like. Now, here in mid-2025, the High Republic saga is wrapping up. Phase 3, titled Trials of the Jedi, launched in late 2023, and is scheduled to conclude by spring 2025. The final wave of novels and comics is on the horizon. For example, Charles Sowell, one of the chief architects, is writing the capstone adult novel, Trials of the Jedi Do, in 2025, which will likely be the big finale. The storytelling has been intense. Major Jedi characters have fallen. The stakes are super high. Without spoiling anything, it's safe to say the High Republic era will go out with a bang. It's been quite the experiment for Star Wars, focusing on books and comics to carry an epic narrative. And from the fan response, it's been a success. It expanded the lore, gave us memorable new characters, and proved that Star Wars can thrive outside the Skywalker saga timeline. If you haven't checked out The High Republic, now's a great time to binge the books as the full story comes to fruition. And for those who have been on this ride, buckle up, the finale is here. I know Think Tim's been reading some of these comics and novels too, so let's swing it back to him for his take. Think Tim, what are your thoughts on The High Republic and its conclusion?
Well, you know, I have been a lifelong Star Wars fan. I saw the original Star Wars before A New Hope in theaters when I was a little kid. It changed my life, I ain't gonna lie to you. I can't express how. It opened my mind at an early age, and I can't say that every Star Wars recreation or reboot is for everybody, but to somebody, this High Republic is going to be their jump off. What I mean by that is that we shouldn't criticize or we shouldn't expect to love everything that people create or give us. I say that because, don't get me wrong, I enjoy the High Republic. It's just that, in my opinion, it was so many Jedi doing such an array of things. There were love affairs, there were betrayals, they were undercover agents, they were wayfinders. The books are really good. The comics are really good. I never really watched the Young Jedi Adventures. I enjoyed the Acolyte. I just wish that it wasn't the watered-down version that we got. I say that only because, of course, I look into things and I read what's in the critics' forums and I go by other fans and even the director-writer herself, Leslie Headland, basically said that we did not get the show she pitched to the company. So, with that being said, if the person who made it wasn't completely happy, me as a fan could say it was good. I think it was marketed the wrong way. Being though that there was a strong multicultural cast led by a diverse gender of people, meaning that there were male, female, non-binary declarated people, people who declared that they were openly free. I do believe sometimes the fan base is a little middle line, middle of the country type folk, and they don't go for multicultural females or multicultural males in their Luke Skywalker, Han Solo driven world, if you get what I'm saying. I'm still waiting on that Lando project, but when we gonna get that, I don't know. But as far as the action, I'm down. As far as any story, I'm down. Because being a open-minded person, to me, it's not about the visuals that they give us. It's more or less about the story being told. So I enjoy the books, the audio books. I enjoy the comics because the story they were given was a good story. But I'm not gonna lie, I have my High Republic cheat sheet, so every time they spoke of a character, I went back to look up that character to find out all the things I need to know. Now, if they were to give us the written material and that was supplementing live action or animated series where I had the opportunity to get completely familiar over this 4 to 5 year period, I think that would have worked out nicely because there were some very good characters that had good traits that reminded you of the Jedi that you may have met in the prequels or where the Jedi could have gone forward after the prequels into the sequels or even after the sequels. Listen to me, nerd out. We are attempting to expand our footprint here. You know, hopefully listening to me talk about Star Wars, the media, the Marvel Universe, DC Universe, Jurassic World, Aliens, Predator, all these things will show you that you can be multifaceted. Speaking of multifaceted, let's give a big up for the WNBA. The WNBA. I am watching more WNBA games, and I'm watching NBA games. Reason being, there's new faces, and they're exciting, and they're packed in the house, and they're doing a great job. Give those girls, give those women, give those players their money. They're trying their best to earn it. Speaking of earning money, WDMN merchandise available on tpublic.com under ThinkTim. Available on threadless.com under ThinkTim. We have t-shirts. Let me tell you how both of those companies work. I did all the artwork myself. I designed the artwork, I uploaded, and you can get the graphic art on whatever piece of clothing you want. Basically, hoodies, t-shirts, tanks, onesies, iPhone cases, posters, pillows, hats, coffee mugs. You gotta have coffee in the morning. And a rhyme, that's something coming. I can't help but try to express how happy I am with the way things are going. It's a real feeling to want to share ideas and thoughts. I highly encourage people to contact me via the contacts in social media or in the websites. I would like to find out what songs you like now that the songs have lyrics. And now that there's only 10 per project, that's like, what, a half an hour out of your day. Send a little, hey, I like Perplexion. That song was kind of chill. Hey, I like Underneath It All. That was crazy. Or the story in the songs are crazy. I'm flexing my storytelling skills. For those who don't know, I guess you could say I'm sensitive. I did the right poetry thing. You know, I'm really comfortable, very comfortable with myself. So I have no detachments of understanding my emotions. I may not wear my emotions on my sleeve, but they're fully understood. If that makes sense to people. But thank you once again for tuning in. Thank you for accepting the lower level collection portion of our broadcast. We are going to get into the visuals of the figures. I'm posting more pictures. I think there's 84 pictures on at lower level collections on Instagram. The collection is extensive. For those who have come over here and seen it, if you're watching the visual portion of this, there's a shelf. That's the shelf of the G.I. Joe stuff I was listening to Willamette talk about. It's a lot of stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not like I ventured out solely to do it. What it was is that I have a son, and my son like this and I like it, so it became a joint collection between the two of us. And I, me, my wife, and I basically funded. So we're trying to get the best out of it. So we are multimedia facet enjoyers. We enjoy music. We enjoy travel. A couple weeks ago, we went down to D.C. We saw a few exhibits on the history of music. We do plays. We take the kids. Both my kids are in the theater. They don't act or sing or anything, but they do stage crew and production. My son is entering his first year of college this year. He'll be a freshman, and my daughter is going to be a sophomore in high school. Both those kids are wonderful. My wife, wonderful, rock star, not a musician rock star, a rock star in life. She's great. We have a nice scenario here, a nice situation. Shout out to Uncle E. Those who know Uncle E, y'all know what I'm talking about. Shout out to Mr. Davis. Shout out to all the people and all the people I haven't seen. Let me tell you, I have been MIA from this planet for, wow, about 14 years. I prided myself on seclusion and being with myself and being a better human. It's crazy, but yo, once you learn yourself, life is great. Once you understand, life is great. There's a line I use in the song. I say, medication and meditation, those are the two things you need. And whatever floats your boat, I'm a judgment-free person. And right now, truthfully, I guess of all the projects going on in my imaginary think tank world, my life away from my imaginary life is really good. It's wonderful. I think life is good. The only thing that will make it better is if that check for $1 million showed up in the mailbox. Yeah, I've been waiting on that. I'm sure we all have. Listen, oh, we've been doing this cool thing as of lately. I tried it a couple times this week. I go on social media, Instagram Live, and I play tracks on the live thing. I even tried doing it with the DJ turntable thingies I have here. I did it last night, and it runs anywhere from a half an hour to an hour, and I definitely play the majority of the tracks off the new project. I've also started playing some different versions of those songs and playing unreleased material. And I will play some of the instrumentals from the previous projects also. So tune in. There's going to be no scheduled time. I'm not necessarily doing it for any other reason other than I'm listening to my own stuff and I'm trying to get people interested. I'm not really trying to do, if you know anything about social media, they try to get you to pay for advertisement or whatever, but like I said, I'm going for music professionals and people in the music business, so I am not necessarily trying to do a thing other than that. I am not really trying to sell records, move things. If I can contribute to my children's tuition costs and make my wife a happy person, that's my only concern. And like I said, I will be doing this regardless, and no offense to human race, but dumber people have figured out how to crack this code for being a social media person, to figure out a income, a passive income zone. I'm on it. I'm doing my thing. In a hot second, DJ Warm Cookies Willamette is going to chime back in. She has a few more things to say and then she's out of here. But thank you once again. I am Think Tim, THINKTIMM, and you've been listening to Why Make Music .. the podcast for music creators.
That was awesome. Always love hearing Think Tim's perspective. As we wind down episode 045, wearing the 45 Let's quickly recap what's coming up and do our shout-outs, because we've got lots of goodies in the pipeline. Mark your calendars for August 22nd. That's when we're dropping If I Was Your Producer, Volume 2. All the groundwork is laid. The tracks are selected, mixed, and mastered. Over the next few weeks, we'll ramp up the sneak peeks in marketing. Expect some teasers on social media, maybe even a trailer or some behind-the-scenes clips of Think Tim in the studio. Volume 2 is going to build on the concepts of Volume 1, but with fresh twists and even more genre-bending production. We're super excited to share it with you all. Surprise, surprise. If you follow us on Instagram, at Think Tim, at DJ Warm Cookies, at WDM Nation Media, you might have caught something new we've been trying several times this past week. At totally random, unscheduled moments, Think Tim and I have been hopping on Instagram Live to do impromptu DJ mix sessions. Think of it as a pop-up radio hour where we spin tracks from Volume 1, some remixes, and even sneak in unreleased material that nobody outside WDMN has heard yet. We've done it twice so far. Roughly 45 minutes to an hour each session. Yes, the audiences have been small. Hey, if you don't schedule it, people don't know to come, that's fine. But we're not sweating it. The whole point is to experiment and have fun with spontaneous live interaction. It's actually been a blast seeing even a handful of folks join, throw emojis in the chat, ask questions like what song is that, etc. It makes our day to get that real-time feedback. And we plan to keep doing these at random times. It could be late night, could be lunchtime. Whenever the mood strikes and the turntables are hot. So keep an eye on those IG notifications. You might catch an exclusive jam session where new tracks get played first on livestream. All the music we spin, by the way, is 100% original. Written, produced, and arranged by Think Tim. No top 40 filler, just our catalogue in the mix. It's a new way for us to reach out and engage with you in a raw, unfiltered setting, and we're loving it. As we close out, I want to give shout-outs to everyone and everything making this journey possible. Big thanks to all the streaming platforms carrying our music: Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Tidal. You guys let us share our sounds globally at the click of a button. Shout out to the podcast platforms where this show might be syndicated. Whether you're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or any podcast app, we appreciate you tuning in. Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, Threads, wherever you follow, Think Tim or WDMN, we see you, we appreciate you. The comments, the likes, the shares, it all matters and keeps us motivated. And let's not forget, if you want to rep the movement, check out our designs on TeePublic and Threadless. Some really cool Think Tim and WDMN Nation apparel and accessories are up there. Wear a t-shirt, slap a sticker on your laptop, hang a poster. Show the world you're part of this creative journey. Every little bit of support helps, and it's also just really cool to see our logo out in the wild. Last but not least, a huge shout out to our websites, thinktim.com and wdmnationmedia.com. You can find our complete catalogue, videos, blog posts, contact info, and more. The sites have been freshly updated, and they're looking slick. Dive in and explore. Who knows, you might discover a song or a story you missed. Alright, that's it from DJ Warm Cookies for this episode. It's been a pleasure as always, sharing laughs and knowledge with y'all. Remember, whether you're wearing the 4-5 or the 2-3 or whatever jersey life gives you, keep coming back strong and keep that music playing. Think Tim is gonna hop back on for a final goodbye after me. But until next time, stay creative, stay inspired, and stay hungry. And I don't just mean for cookies. Love you all, WDMN Nation represent. This is Willa May, DJ Warm Cookies, signing off. Think Tim, take us home.
Home is where the heart is. That is what they say, that is what I believe, and that's what I'm living. Listen, thank you guys for tuning in, and I miss doing this live. I'm going to do a little more often. Maybe I can do little weekly blurbs when I'm down here, you know. Listen, I spend hours down here creating. Maybe I could just record myself recording music or whatever and talk to the camera as opposed to rolling off the head or going for some scripted stuff. But listen, what do you like? Do you like thoughtful music? Do you like party music? Do you like conscious rap? Are you liking pop? I'm not gonna lie to you, because I've been chilling with the kids and the family, yo, I've been getting my Taylor Swift on. I've been getting my Billie Eilish on. What's that dude named? Vincent Boone. Tyler, the Creator. Dochi. I saw the Pink Pantress the other night. I guess that's how you say her name. I kind of enjoyed her music because it didn't sound the way I thought it would. I don't know if that's good or bad, but she had a very normal looking image. Chapel Roan. She She is one to watch out for. She's really cool. I like her. Hip-hop, all the independent new folks that are coming out that are bringing rapping back. I paused on purpose when I said that because I like stories. The Clips have a new album out. It is great to see people my age still putting out music. LL Cool J. There was a video clip going around a couple weeks ago with Big Daddy Kane and Rakim. What do y'all know about Rakim? Rakim is one of the, if not the greatest rapper. Now, the greatest rap delivery person has to be Black Thought from the Roots. Everyone knows I'm a huge Jay-Z fan, so without being said, Jigga, put out an album for the old people. I see you out there with Beyonce on stage and giving us little flashes of greatness. Drop an album. Don't lecture the people. Or lecture the people that need to be lectured. I'm kind of responsible. I don't need to hear about investments and buying paintings and creating legacies. I'm doing it on a smaller level. But on that note, I'm gonna let it play out. You guys, thank you for tuning in. Think Tim, peace. Be wild. Live your life.
Back and forth like a set rewind, but the future's mine on auto design.